Holy shit. I've been away from my computer for 3 days, and god damn it, everything is fucking happening. WWE Raw lands a deal with Netflix that nobody fucking saw coming. WWE is still wondering, hey, where are we going to be airing Raw in those 3 months in that gap before Raw does air on Netflix? I feel like I have a hunch on that. Vince McMahon has a bunch of sex accusations now piling up. There is more information on that shit that's surfacing on X. I can't keep up with this. The Rock is now head of a board of TKO. Now he has full control of the name The Rock. There's so much news that is coming out. I don't know where to begin. With Vince McMahon, WWE Raw, WWE releasing Kevin Patrick. I didn't want them to release him, but I wanted him off of the commentator team. More news, and we're going to get more involved in this here on Pardon the Pipe Bomb Podcast.
Phone. In my hands, it's a pipe bomb.
I have a dream, that's all I need. I'll make it happen with some work and belief. Know what I want.
I don't know where to begin with any of this shit that's happening right now. Let me fix up my mic here. Welcome, everybody, to the podcast of Pardon the Pipe Bomb. My name is Flamio. It is January 25th. 2024. Where to begin? I mean, I guess we'll just start with like the big news that happened when I was up in my hometown. WWE, they strike a deal with Netflix for that's where Monday Night Raw will be. And it was a big amount of money, like huge, like significantly the biggest deal that I think I've ever seen in my life. I believe it was 10 years, $5 billion. It's crazy. We live in a crazy time. I know that everybody was saying that WWE was going to either land with Prime Video or maybe stream solely for Peacock or even stream on Disney Plus or with the Warner Brothers going on TNA or TNT or TBS. But now this deal, this will be the first time in history that Raw leaves the television set, and it has only aired on the USA Network and Spike TV, TNN during its existence for Monday nights. And the deal, it'll kick off in January of 2025 with Netflix being the exclusive home of Raw. And everyone keeps saying Raw. If they leave Monday night, I'm going to be a little salty about that. It's just now I've come to a custom of just saying to everybody, hey, I'm going to watch Monday Night Raw. Hey, Monday Night Raw is on in a couple hours. I'm going to go check it out. I've never just called it Raw. The only time I've called it Raw was, you know, Monday Night Raw or just Raw. It will remain on Mondays and continue as a 3-hour show. That's what everyone is speculating here, but Nick Khan, who went on Pat McAfee's show, he stated like he didn't really confirm, but he also didn't really say no or yes. He just was kind of on the fence about it. Anything can happen. Who knows? But Variety, they also reported that their sources told them that the deal is valued at least $500 million per year and is believed to run for 10 years to compare to WWE's current 5-year deal with the USA Network, and it is worth approximately $250 to $260 million per year. So WWE, they significantly jumped huge margins on their deal with Netflix, and they got a huge payday out of it. WWE, they love to be the first to do everything. And I said it on this podcast, don't be shocked if WWE is going to be the only, you know, sports and sports entertainment type of show that is going to be exclusively streaming. And everybody, they haven't done it yet, but Thursday Night Football, they took a whack at it. And you saw a huge jump in Prime Video where their numbers went up because of Thursday Night Football. Me, I don't really care for Thursday Night Football. I mean, it's the least exciting football game to watch. I love football. I don't watch Thursday Night Football, but the fact that I have Amazon Prime and it's on there. And I remember never being able to watch Thursday Night Football because of the NFL Network. Now, hey, it's on. I'll throw it on. Same thing with possibly with Peacock. I don't know. Or I meant with Netflix. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if WWE is going to not agree with their decision in the future, but I can only imagine that everywhere is going to be streaming in the next couple years. Probably 5 years from now, everything is going to be streaming. So WWE, they're going to be the first to do it. All right, well, I know all of you want me to talk about the whole Vince McMahon thing that's happening, that's blowing up Twitter right now, but I just want to get all this out of the way because I was up in Erie when all this shit happened. I was so pissed off, but here is the more of a detailed version of what WWE is going to be doing in the month of October and late December until their deal with Netflix goes on in 2025. Because in October, that's when their deal is up with USA Network for to air Monday Night Raw. And they're still wondering where they're going to be on. And with this news that came out, it's like I said, Monday Night Raw, they're going to air on in January of 2025. And the deal will see Netflix be exclusive to Monday Night Raw in the USA, the United Kingdom, Canada, Latin America, and other territories. Also, Netflix will be the TV home for all WWE shows outside of the USA network, which includes, you know, SmackDown, NXT, and the premium live events. So they won't be on the WWE network anymore. I imagine that the WWE network is done, and it's going to be probably done for the foreseeable future. It did its part. WWE's deal with Peacock to host the WWE Network library for and the premium live events in the USA expires in March of 2026. So we all know that the premium live events are going to be on Peacock still for another year, probably 2 years. Well, yeah, obviously probably 2 years. But WWE's deal to air Raw on the USA Network runs until October, like I said. Variety, they were told by an individual with knowledge of the situation that exactly where Raw will air. And I quote, air between the end of that deal and the beginning of the Netflix deal is still being determined. End quote. But it's very likely that the USA Network and WWE, they reach a short-term extension that Raw will be on some sort of platform. I guarantee that they will be on Peacock since the USA owns Peacock. I guarantee that, you know, they're going to test the waters, be like, hey, we're going to give you a three-month deal to stream exclusively on Peacock. Let's see how this goes. And we'll go on from there. And to keep Raw going until December 31st of 2024. And the Netflix deal will kick in, I imagine, January 1st of 2025. So, like I said, it is crazy how much that WWE has become like this huge stage of, and they set the market of what businesses should do for streaming platforms. And WWE, of course, they became the first company to do it. And I guarantee a lot of other companies are going to start doing this, and it's just going to fall like a domino effect. Now, even though that this deal is all well and good, and it's an exciting thing to talk about with WWE going to be on Netflix, how is that going to be? I know that they tried to test the waters with, what show was it? Love is Blind. And then they tried to do like a live post show, sort of say. And I remember everybody was going haywire, like, hey, like Netflix, what the fuck are you doing? And the streaming was going in and out. But even when Peacock was first doing it with the premium live events for WWE, they weren't the greatest. But, you know, in time, they got better and, you know, practice makes perfect. But before I go into the Vince McMahon thing, just wanted to address the Kevin Patrick news with him now being released by WWE. It was first reported a couple days ago Tuesday, that he was no longer going to be a commentator for SmackDown and he was still going to be a part of WWE. Now it looks like that WWE just released Kevin Patrick. I have nothing against the guy, but, you know, listening to him be a color commentator, it was not good to listen. it was really hard. Like, you could tell that he was not a WWE fan. You can tell when certain guys are fans of the product and they have the passion. And then when you heard him, it's just like, okay. I mean, it feels like that he's just reading off a script, or he's just listening on what Triple H is saying to him. It just doesn't feel, sincere. But Kevin Patrick, he is no longer employed by WWE and has been released by the company. Kevin Patrick, his real name, Kevin Egon, he joined the company in March of 2021, where he worked as a backstage correspondent for Monday Night Raw as a play-by-play commentator for WWE Main Event and a host of Raw Talk. Before going to WWE, Kevin Patrick, he was a studio host for play-by-play commentator and reporter. Patrick, he started his career working for Ireland's national broadcaster, and he covered soccer events and for the Olympics. So the guy has talent, but it's just not for our world in WWE. Kevin Patrick replaced Jimmy Smith as the lead announcer of WWE Raw, and we all thought that was an upgrade, but it really didn't last long, to be quite honest with you. WWE, they quickly changed the plans for SmackDown announced team earlier this month once Michael Cole was removed from SmackDown and just focused on Monday Night Raw. Word broke earlier this week that Kevin Patrick was removed from that role. And now PW Insider reported today that WWE has officially released Patrick and has yet to comment on his departure. So, like I said, Kevin Patrick is done. I feel bad for the guy. I don't like seeing anybody lose their job. Hell, I lost my job the day before Christmas Eve. Sucked. So, I don't like anyone getting their job taken away. I just wanted him to get off of the commentator team, but if WWE felt like this was the best move, then who am I to say what they can do and what they... Now for the big news that all of you are... that everyone's talking about right now. Vince McMahon is accused of sex trafficking by a WWE staffer, and he paid to keep quiet. Now, this report is breaking news from the Wall Street Journal. So, I mean, we can throw out the window that this is just all accusations here. If Wall Street Journal got a hold of this, then this is serious. I don't even know where to start. I'm trying to scroll all the way down to see where I can even start with all this. I was at the gym when I saw this tweet out by Wrestling News Co. Vince McMahon is accused of sex trafficking by former WWE staffer. And this is from a quote from JD from New York. And he said, in June of 2021, he actually quote tweeted this as well. In June of 2021, McMahon and defendant Laurinaitis sexually assaulted Miss Grant. I don't know her first name, but we're going to leave that out of it. Inside Laurinaitis' office in WWE headquarters, while colleagues were busy at their desks, behind a locked door, the two men cornered her and pulled her in between them, forcibly touching her before before ultimately putting her on top of the table in between them. She begged them to stop, but they forced themselves on her, each taking turns restraining her for the other while saying no means yes and take it, bitch, end quote. Wow. I know that I say some fucked up shit on here, but I just got goosebumps just reading that. If Vince McMahon is still owning any shares of WWE after all this, even if he's not guilty, but the fact that all this is surfacing on Twitter, it's surfacing on the news, it's in the world, it's in the Wall Street Journal, for God's sakes. This is a tweet from Wrestling News. This is from the article. WWE's offices and forced himself on her over a massage table. Now, the suit said later that day, McMahon's personal assistant delivered $15,000 in Bloomingdale's gift cards to Grant in her office. The suit also includes screenshots of explicit text messages that McMahon allegedly sent to Grant. A May 2020 message said, I'm the only one who owns you and controls who I want to fuck. Wow. Hold on. Now I'm reading an article of Vince McMahon sending Miss Grant over to other WWE superstars. This is a tweet that I'm reading, and Wrestling News, they just retweeted it. At KXNGAO, don't know how reliable this guy is. Janelle Grant, one of the women in Vince McMahon's NDA scandal, was instructed to take sexual photos and videos for Brock Lesnar in an attempt to get him to re-sign with WWE. Vince McMahon told her that fucking Brock was part of the deal. Brock Lesnar told the victim that he likes what he sees. And after Lesnar obtained her phone number, he instructed the victim to send him a video of her urinating, after which he called her a bitch. Now, this is the Wall Street Journal article here. In July of 2021, the suit said that McMahon Grant to create personalized sexual conduct for a WWE superstar that he was trying to resign. The suit didn't name the professional wrestler, but described him as both a UFC fighter and a WWE talent. I mean, this could mean anyone, but I'm like, let's be real here. This is back in 2021. People familiar with the matter identified the wrestler as Brock Lesnar, one of WWE's biggest names. Lesnar didn't immediately respond Thursday to requests for comments. The suit and McMahon shared the explicit photos with the star and informed Grant that, like I said, he likes what he sees. After the star agreed to a new WWE contract, McMahon texted Grant in August of 2021 to say that part of the deal was fucking you. That December, McMahon gave Grant's personal cell phone number to the WWE star. The lawsuit said the wrestler asked her to send a video of herself urinating. The suit said, and after she did, he called her a bitch. That same month, the suit said that the star expressed a desire to set a play date, but a snowstorm disrupted his travel plans. I have no words with all this that's happening. And me, I was just starting to like Brock Lesnar. If all this is true, I mean, Janelle Grant was one of the women in Vince McMahon's NDA scandal. From everything that I'm gathering up here, and for Vince McMahon to tell her, I mean, with the Epstein case fucking going on, with all like the whole list coming out. Now, I won't even be surprised if Vince McMahon is on that fucking list. Anything can happen. I mean, we live in a fucked up world. And I feel bad for you women. I do. This is terrible. And me, growing up in a neighborhood with all females, I understand. And I'm very respectful. And to read all this on this podcast right now, I feel very wrong doing so. I just don't know. I mean, when can we start the celebration of, you know, Vince McMahon completely being out of WWE and completely not having any shares of WWE at all? This is absolutely horrific. This is sick. Demented. Now, what else just got tweeted? Oh my God. Now the actual tweets of, or now the actual messages from Miss Grant is now on Twitter. I don't even know if I should like read all this. I'm gonna get back to you. Hold up. Now, I read some of the actual text messages. I'm not going to go into it. I mean, it's basically having Vince McMahon send her, I mean, text definitely like a 70-80-year-old through text messages, but this, I'll say much, Vince McMahon is done with WWE. Now, this tweet that I'm like reading off, this is from WrestleOps, and with regards of the new sex trafficking lawsuit, gifts given to the plaintiff during the time with WWE and association with Vince McMahon from 2019 until early 2022. Wow. McMahon provided Miss Grant with gifts to keep her under Vince McMahon's control upon information and belief. The gifts provided to Miss Grant included ones purchased by McMahon and expensed them to WWE. Examples of the items received by Miss Grant from McMahon in 2019 included the following: alternative clinical medical care and medical cosmetic services and products, clubhouse access tickets to the Belmont Stakes, WrestleMania private full-day transportation and premium tickets, a $2,000 Nordstrom gift card, a massive box of Godiva? I don't know. Examples of the items received by Miss Grant from McMahon in 2020 included this: $20,000 towards surgery paid directly to a surgeon's office, pearl diamond pave necklace from Greenwich, Connecticut, blue cashmere knee-length cardigans, blue Burberry check cashmere scarf, a fur hat, sunglasses, a knit throw blanket, a large bouquet of flowers delivered approximately every other week. And in 2021, oh my God, a 2022 BMW 430XI and another $5,000 gift certificate to a spa, two private chef catered dinners in McMahon's condo, golden diamond pave paperclip necklace, $15,000 in gift cards as well, food assortments displayed on an antique set from Saudi Arabia, and a large bouquet of flowers delivered approximately every other week in 2022. Holy shit. Or I meant in 2021. With all this going on, I mean, I don't see Vince McMahon ever being associated with WWE ever again. Now, I mean, let's talk all about this. Vince McMahon, he's been out of WWE, but the news now with Brock Lesnar being attached to this article now, everyone was saying that, hey, Brock Lesnar could show up to the Royal Rumble and Brock Lesnar could have a match against Gunther. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon now, guys. WWE is in a world of shit with Vince McMahon, unless if they cut ties with Vince McMahon here, which I think is very well that's going to happen. One of the things that I do want to like say on here, this text message between Vince McMahon and Miss Grant, if you want to go look, you can go look at the whole article and the whole evidence of text messages that were sent from McMahon to Miss Grant. And this is on February 5th, 2021. McMahon sent Miss Grant to establish a schedule for when other men, including physical therapists and John Laurinaitis, could have sex with Miss Grant, which Miss Grant attempted to rebuff. And this is what Vince McMahon said: "Baby, he's not the only one blanked out, called me this afternoon begging to eat and fuck you with his nice and hard you know what." She responded, "Give me another week, baby, and I'll be ready. I'm feeling more like myself. It's not great, but it's getting better. Tell him soon." Now, you got to think the position that she was in, probably, that she was getting all this money, she was living good, but at what extent was it that she could keep taking all this on? And we just got a tweet from Maria. She tweeted this out. Sometimes I look back at my life, the things I witnessed, experienced, and overcame. I wonder how I survived. Feeling very grateful today. God is good. This is just a horrific thing to look at right now. What an absolutely disgusting human being. I know money can change people and money can do X, Y, and Z to people. But holy shit, man. You are a billion-dollar man. And you feel like that you need to have this sort of power? It's fucking disgusting. Honest to God, I feel like I shouldn't even post this podcast with everything that I'm reading on here. It's really unfortunate. Now, this is what I'm reading on the article here. Allegedly, McMahon's demands of Grant increased, and he forced sex toys on her, including toys he named after WWE wrestlers. Grant says that this caused her bruising and bleeding in March of 2020. God, COVID was a hell of a fucking time then. Allegedly shared sexual explicit photos and videos of Grant with other men. And the suit claims that the included executives and former WWE heavyweight champion with whom WWE is actively trying to sign a new contract. Like I said, McMahon allegedly defecated on her head during a threesome, according to the lawsuit. You're really going to shit on someone's head? I mean, this ain't no two girls, one cup. Holy fucking shit. I just got done watching The Sopranos for the first time in my life. What's the world coming to? It's safe to say that WWE and Netflix, they're probably not going to promote, you know, the documentary on Vince McMahon here. Who knows what's going to fucking happen now? Now, this is news before all this shit happened. Vince McMahon's Netflix documentary won't be a puff piece scandal to be covered. This is according to WrestlingNews.co. And the docuseries on the life and career of Vince McMahon appears to be slated to premiere this year after years of development. I remember working as a transporter for UPMC. And I remember seeing this article back in 2021. 3 years later, it still hasn't come out. But after years of development and producers had to shoot additionally content due to the controversy with Vince McMahon here, that's why it probably took so long, WWE first announced during its third quarter 2020 financial calls that they had teamed up with Netflix to air it with Bill Simmons serving as an executive producer. Chris Smith, best known for Fry, The Greatest Party That Never Happened, was named to be the director of it. And according to the Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer, who was interviewed for the documentary and recently said it would be premiering soon, noted that the documentary is not a puff piece at the scandal, retirement, and other controversies are expected to be covered. With all this happening, I guarantee that Netflix is going to put a hold on it and they're going to be like, we got to cover this shit now. If Vince McMahon is not a part of WWE anymore after all this shit is happening, and if he doesn't have any more shares, I wonder right now, hold on, let me see with all this that's happening. I know that the stock for TKO Group, it went from, after the deal with Netflix, it went from $71 a share up to, all the way at one point to $95 a share. So let's actually see what the stock is right now for TKO. It went down. This news came out at, when did it come out first? Let's see here. I believe that it came out sometime around 12:45, 12:30, somewhere around there. Let's see. Breaking from Wall Street. Yeah. 1 hour ago. Or let's see the exact time. 12:15 p.m. Yep. And the stock went all the way down at... It started going down at 12:30. And it hit rock bottom at... Back down to $87 a share. And now it's... Staying at $87 a share. If TKO wants to be successful as it needs to be, Vince McMahon needs to be out of TKO as a shareholder. And now that The Rock is a shareholder, who knows what's going to happen. I mean, hey, if you want some good news, Logan Paul, he renews his contract with WWE. I want to get off the topic of Vince McMahon because I am in a depression now after reading all those articles about him. But with Logan Paul, he won't be leaving WWE anytime soon as the United States champion as he resigned with the company here. Logan Paul, he announced it on Instagram that WWE renewed his contract before showing off some footage of him taking bumps in the ring and hyping up his upcoming title match against Kevin Owens. Paul, he also noted that he has been training at the Performance Center for the last few months here. And this is, you can go see on Logan Paul's Instagram account if you want to go look at it. But that's one good thing that came out. I mean, even though I'm not a huge fan of Logan Paul, but dude, he has picked up on wrestling like no one else has. Probably like the last time that anybody has been as good as he has since Kurt Angle. Let's be fucking real here. Even with all this news that's happening right now, guys, it's the Royal Rumble week. It's the greatest time to be a WWE fan right now. And there are a lot of news that's happening. The fact that Mercedes Moné didn't show up at AEW. I'm still not convinced that she's going to show up to WWE Royal Rumble here. But we got a lot of possible spoilers and returns for the Premium Live event in Royal Rumble. And fans are speculating who may make a surprise in Tampa. There is a speculation that AJ Lee will be back for the Royal Rumble, and surprise, this is from PW Insider. They report that Sonya Deville and Jade Cargill are expected to be at the show, and the former AEW star is still training at the Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. Sonya Deville is an interesting one because at the tail end of recovering from her torn ACL injury, I feel like that is a little soon for her to come back, but. Another, there's a lot of female superstars that are expected to be returning to the Royal Rumble, and one of them is Alexa Bliss. They've heard no rumblings about her being at the show or appearing, although she does live in Florida, so it's possible that they sneak her in last minute, and she's been away since last year's Royal Rumble, where she gave birth to her first child. And that's a couple different things, and... I'm just saying if Sasha Banks does come back, it will be at the Royal Rumble. But if she doesn't, then we all can just sit back and relax. And she's eventually going to be going to AEW Dynamite. I don't think that she's going to be coming back and or like making her debut for AEW Collision on Saturday. I just don't see that happening. But my prediction for the Royal Rumble, I feel like that either Bayley or Jade Cargill, I feel like that either of those two women will win the Royal Rumble. Even before the article from Sports Illustrated came out, I felt like Bayley was going to be winning the Royal Rumble, but we don't know who's going to win on either the men's side or the women's side. It's up in the air for everything. And then WWE, they wanted to throw a little slider that, you know, Gunther could possibly win the Royal Rumble, but it's either going to be CM Punk or Cody Rhodes. And if it's not Cody Rhodes, then I might be falling off of the storytelling for Cody Rhodes finishing his story with Roman Reigns. And he's not going to be winning the World Heavyweight Championship. Let's get that out of our heads. He's the only way that Cody Rhodes finishes his story is with the WWE Undisputed Champion. So let's get that out of the way. But yeah, like I said, I feel like with the men's side, it's either of those three men. I don't really see anyone else winning it. It's going to be a fun time to watch it. Roman Reigns, he's obviously going to win the Fatal 4-Way match, setting up for like WrestleMania. With all this news coming out, I totally forgot that the Fatal 4-Way match was happening, to be quite honest with you. But honestly, I've been talking for way too long. That's going to do it for me, guys, here on the Part in the Pipe Bomb podcast here. If you guys liked what you heard, please give me a negative 5-star review. Or if you really liked what you heard, please hit that subscribe button and you would be getting all my news and content that I post here regularly and bi-weekly here. But until next time, guys, hopefully that next time when I'm on here, it won't be for such bad news. But I guarantee that more news and more information is going to be coming out with Miss Grant and the Vince McMahon NDA scandal. So until next time, guys, I'll talk to you guys later.